Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of a new book, Be a Change Champion, along with his Just Be Honest series of books. He's got a new book out on teamwork. And one of the things I love about our Brain Trust members, folks, is that they often serialize their new books and the new stuff they're working on this show. I don't know, Stephen, thank you for being here. Thank you for doing this. I mean, I don't know how many dozens, maybe hundreds of times my Brain Trust members have serialized their new books, their upcoming books on my show. I mean, many, many times. And it's a lot of fun, and it helps them too. It kind of, a lot of my Brain Trust members have said the things that we've talked about on the show have sort of helped them get some clarity or crystallizing, what they want to do next with the book.
Yeah, well, thank you, actually. And the book on team stuff I'm working on, it's not out yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's your, that's what I mean by serializing it here, as we go through it. So we talked about leadership as we went to the break.
Yeah.
And one of the you've got a couple more myths on team building and on leadership that you want to share with us.
Yeah, well, first of all, just to finish the other thought is we're talking about, like, leadership. We've got to lead, we have our teams with our customer. We have to lead our customer, not have our customers lead us.
And that's right.
It's not about doing what the customer wants. It's just that we need to help our customer out. I can't tell you how many sales models is all about consultative type of selling, which is often reactive selling and just listening to the customer and trying to gear towards what they want, versus when I get on the phone with a customer, I say, listen, whether you hire me or not, here are three things that you need to know about, or here's what's happening in the marketplace. I want to help them out and lead them, and so that no matter what, they're actually doing what really well. So that's, I just wanted to finish that thought. And
right.
Then
yep.
Going back to the myth, here's my favorite myth of all. Great talent is needed for great teams. Great talent is needed for great teams. That is completely wrong. The truth is great teams make great performers. Great teams make great performers. Here's my example, and I know, everybody's got different takes on football right now and all the things that's happened. But, if you look at the New England Patriots, they've consistently either won Super Bowls or been in the Super Bowl. They've been fantastic. And I don't like the Patriots, really.
I don't either.
I like the Reds.
No, you got to tip your hat to their success, no question.
Yeah, but here's what we can learn from the Patriots that I think is so important. You watch Bill Belichick takes basically no-name players or not the most talented players,
right,
and they become great performers. And then when they leave and they go to another team because they're arrogant or whatever, or they want to go to another team or they get traded to another team, they never perform like they perform for
right.
him.
Right.
And so what it really is great teams make great performers. But here's why this is important. If you're having a hard time getting some great talent in your company, don't worry about that, because you can actually take average or mid-level performers and you can make them great if you develop a great team culture. So it's all about the team. You can take even a customer, maybe that's not the best customer, but they can be a fantastic customer because you have a great teaming relationship.
One of the greatest things to do as an employer is to find a diamond in the rough and turn them into a shining example of what you're talking about. I mean,
yeah,
I've done it. If you spend much time with it, you could do it. You never know when that little diamond's going to pop up. But you got to give people a chance, but you have to lead them.
Yep. You have to lead them, and there's some essential elements of a high-performing team that we can talk about, time permitting, or maybe catch on the next show. But the point I'm trying to make is great teams, great culture will make the great performers. So when we say, well, this person didn't work out, this didn't work out, yeah, maybe there are some challenges. It's not easy hiring. But let's face it, it's all about creating that great team culture. That's what it's about. That's a huge, huge myth, because so many people say, well, if I just have the right talent, I'll make the great team. It's not the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Do you think that you talk also about truth and respect in team building?
Yeah.
I mean, most people will say, well, duh, of course that's important. But what do we miss about that?
Well, here's the thing about the truth and things like that, is that people, another big myth is about, well, we need to have great relationships, great team building. You know, you look at a lot of teams, and sometimes the inner workings of the team, people don't really like each other. Sometimes there's a lot of conflict going on with a team. But it still works because they have the three things, respect, benefit, and honest communication, the RBH, respect, mm-hmm. benefit, and honest communication. Respect meaning appreciate others for each other's talent, which is not easy, and we can talk about that. Benefit, people realize the benefit of us working together as a team. And then to your point, and what I always talk about, which started me down this path of teamwork, and that's honest communication. Because what I realized and what happened was, years ago, a client of mine wanted me to start to work with their teams, and I started implementing the honest communication around the teamwork, the team atmosphere, and the team dramatically improved because it really is not about whether we like each other. It's about whether we have honest communication, truthful communication with each other, getting that unsaid said, which is critical.
Oftentimes also, putting people in a team causes them to find out about the other person more than they would have otherwise. And,
give me an example.
Well, just a lot of times people don't want to, you know, they've got a preconceived notion about me until they work with me on a team, and they find out maybe I don't have horns. You know what I mean? That's all part of the developing respect and honesty. Hey, I need your website again, Stephen.
Yeah, it's just be honest. That's justbehonest.com.
All right. Hey, Stephen, will you come back soon?
I will. Thanks. I will. Thanks for having me.
Be a Change Champion. That's his new book, and we'll look forward to his team-building book soon. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.